All right, coming to you live, it's your boy DC Sweet Dreams MMA talking to you guys about choo-choo. The hype train once again is here. The John Jones versus Gustafson 2 fight is happening December 29th. I have now been informed that it is a title fight. So this Motivation Monday is going to be super duper special, guys, getting you ready for the week and the month and the rest of the year. Now, first of all, I want to tell you guys to go out and make your dreams come true, because I think my man John Jones has done this. He has now, came back from his suspension, which is, to me, wrongful, because it so happened that he had, a banned substance, given to him without his knowledge. So somebody literally slipped him a Mickey. So I look at it like now, saying the greatest, best fight of the year going down in December 29th is now a title fight. So I am here now to once again tell you guys that I cannot wait for this fight to happen. But yeah, let's get down to brass tacks. What we're talking about, my man Daniel Cormier. I got to shit on him a little bit because I found out he relinquished his title, which I told you he was going to do, and most likely the light heavyweight, so he doesn't have to fight John Jones, ducking that man. So I don't understand why he doesn't want to fight John Jones. I mean, what is he scared of? I mean, what does he think, that John is going to, submit him this time and, he's going to run the gauntlet on him, get a turkey? Who knows, man? I just know that Daniel needs to stop ducking fighters, and he needs to get in the ring. I guess he's going to fight Brock now, and then after that retire, after, I guess, two title defenses when it comes to his belt. But to me, it's just going to be a joke, and I'll reiterate what I said on earlier posts, that the paper light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier is scared to fight John Jones. Point blank, period. But hey, the better news now, John gets to, win his title back, because I personally think he's going to smash Gustafson on the 29th, punish him, and it will actually super help his career. I mean, to me, he'll be one of the best pound for pound fighters, because I'm finding out that they pretty much took away the whole flyweight division, and now I think they're about to trade Demetrius Johnson over to SF1. I forgot for who, but hey, man, it's crazy. I think that's why the Cejudo fight is happening, in January on the 26th with TJ Dillashaw. So that's more information. But yeah, man, the hype train is definitely here. We're going to see one of the best fights we ever saw. I mean, I'm not going to forget about the Max Holloway and the Brian Ortega fight, people. That is happening in 1 week, or less than a week. It's happening this Saturday. So check that out. UFC 231, Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega. I'm going to be covering it, giving you guys pretty in-depth information about it. But right now, I want to talk about the fact that, the light heavyweight division is now going to combat, and I feel like be the great division that it used to be, with John Jones being his rightful, throne bearer. And then I look at the heavyweight division how is that really going to go? Is Daniel Cormier going to retire, relinquish his belt, and, I guess let these guys, fight again and be a division? Because he kind of came in and pretty much is knocking it off. I mean, he's pretty much making it look pretty weak right now to be the heavyweight division. He's the baddest man on the planet, and he did it with really not that much effort. I mean, let's get serious. He beat up Stipe, squashed Derek, choked him out, and who's really going to beat him, coming up so far in the top 10? I don't see anybody. So, guys, I want you to definitely check out UFC 231, December the 8th. That's happening. Brian Ortega versus Max Holloway. And then I want you guys to check out December 29th, John Jones versus Oscar Gustafson, part 2, now a title fight for the light heavyweight championship of the world. So that is going to be like, it needed any more hype. The hypest fight of the year. If you checked out UFC 230 and thought that was great, 232, I feel like it's going to blow that out the water. Like, out the water. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, might have some camps fighting. But I look at it as, I just want to see that fight go down with those two lions, put in that cage, lock the door behind them, and see if they're going to give the fight of the year again. So, guys, go into this week. Kill it. Own it. It's yours. And, you know, make sure you don't procrastinate. Don't hold back. You know what I'm saying? Go and end this year as great as you possibly can. Because, I mean, why not? It's only a little bit of time left. Then you get to go into 2019 energized and being a better you than you were yesterday. So once again, I love you guys. Blessings and sweet dreams.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.